He's done more of that kind of work than I have, but he just not got the patience to put up with it.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't take it.
Now, let me ask you something about the weather y'all had today, the weather y'all get around here.
Well, we had a good weather today.
Yeah. When you got up in the morning, it was kind of...
Oh, it gets, we call that a hazy with a light ground fog.
Mm-hmm. It gets a little... When you can't see real well, you say
yeah.
It's a little what out there?
Well, it's too much fog.
It's a little fog...
Yeah.
Foggy?
Now you see, I took a chew tobacco. You want one?
I'll tell you something. The first time I ever went out hunting birds, I'm a terrible shot when it comes to hunting birds.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy handed me a chew of tobacco. And first time I ever chewed tobacco. And I chewed it and I started swallowing it. And I started seeing double. And I killed more birds that day than I ever killed. I must have been aiming at the right bird.
Rice birds and blackbirds. Well, we have plenty of that here during the rice harvesting time, and we have.
When do you harvest rice?
Huh?
When do you harvest rice?
Well, it depends when you plant it. Everybody tries to plant it. Now, my tenant was here. He worked for me for 14 years here.
Yeah.
And he'd always start the latter part of July in August. On down in September.
Uh-huh.
To cut his rice.
When did you plant? When do you plant?
Well, he would plant in May. Of course, you can plant until way up the latter part of, he'd start in April. And plant until the latter part of April, May. And then you can plant in June. But then it's dangerous after you get up in the month of June. If you got to wait in a later, you stand a...
Catching a what?
Well, you can lose it. It won't mature like it should.
Lose it how? How could you lose it?
Your rice grain won't mature like it ought to mature.
When you get up what?
On account of the cool weather setting in.
When it gets cold enough in the spring to kill the flowers and things like that, you say you had a...
too cold, a white frost.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have it get here so that White Lake might... Like last winter was a cold winter, right? White Lake might have done what?
Might overflow.
Uh-huh. Never froze over?
White Lake... Never solid. It might freeze enough at the mouth of the canal so that a boat can't go out in it, but it never gets bad enough. I've never seen it at my age that it's froze all the way through.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Yeah.
Of course, I've seen those big canals here freeze so you couldn't drive a boat in them, cut them all to pieces if you try. But some people would get caught out, camped out, you see, and like trappers in the winter. I've known some trappers to get short of food, and by golly, they were in big trouble there for a while. The ice was too thick for them to run their mud boats out to get after groceries and put her off.
Yeah.
But you get a harder freeze in shallow water than you do in deep water.
I see. Now, when you get a hard rain here, you say you had a what?
Oh, we said we had a cloud burst.
Okay. When you have a light rain, you say you're just having a little.
You just had a shower.
Yeah, just a little shower. That sort of thing.